Hello and welcome back to Mojo Matters. Today I'm going to be talking about confidence, not the loud look at me kind of confidence, but the real kind that's quiet. And it's the kind of confidence that lets you back yourself, even when the room is full of big personalities, when self-doubt creeps in or your voice feels like it doesn't matter. Because let's be honest, confidence isn't something you either have or you don't. It's something that you build and you rebuild over and over, especially in life, work, and in leadership. I'll be real with you, there was a time I didn't back myself at all. So from the outside, I probably looked like I had it all together, but on the inside, I was constantly second guessing myself, doubting whether I was smart enough, experienced enough, even worthy enough to lead, to speak up or be seen. And what made it worse was thinking that I shouldn't feel that way, that somehow confidence was something I should have already figured out. But confidence actually isn't a switch that you flip, it's kind of like a muscle. And I had to start where I was at. And sometimes that was doing a presentation with shaky knees or a wobbly voice and a lot of self-doubt, and choose to do it anyway, choose to show up anyway. Over time, that choice built trust in myself. And honestly, that's where real confidence is. It's not certainty, but it's in trusting yourself. So I want to share a story with you. Someone that I worked with, I won't name her, but she works in engineering, and it's a field where most of the people she works with are men. And the meetings that she's in are 90% men, and she's really smart and she's really capable. She knows her stuff inside out. But when we started working together, she was really frazzled and her confidence was really low. And she said things like she felt that she had to prove herself in every room, in every meeting, like she has to be 10 times more prepared just to be heard once. And honestly, I related to that so much because that was me during my career. And what was happening was, previously, she would have spoken up, but now she stays really quiet in meetings, even if she had something really valuable to say, because every time she spoke up recently, she got interrupted, or she got brushed off, or she got negated, or her idea was dismissed. And so over time, her confidence has taken a hit, and not because she wasn't good at her job, but because the environment that she was in had made her feel invisible. So we worked together on helping her find her voice and use it again, because actually she does have a voice. She just needs to relearn how to use it. And that was not by forcing her to be louder or more like others in the room, but by helping her reconnect with her strengths, with her values, and actually what made her perspective and her input and contribution really valuable. And over time, she stopped asking, is what I'm saying good enough? And she started thinking more like, this deserves to be heard. And I love that. I absolutely love that. It was a massive transformation for her. And she kept starting to say that, this deserves to be heard. So here's what I've learned both through my own journey and through coaching people that I work with to help them with their confidence. And it's that confidence isn't built by being perfect. It's built by showing up before you feel ready, taking up space, even if you doubt yourself, backing your voice, even if it's shaking, wobbly. And reminding yourself over and over again, I've got a right to be here. My voice deserves to be heard. My opinion matters. My contribution is valuable. So when you do that, confidence grows in action. It's not something that just grows in your head, it's by doing those things. And it's often built in moments where you do the thing, even though you felt really unsure about it or about yourself. So if you're feeling low on confidence, especially right now, here are three things that you can try this week. So the first one is just take one brave step. So I'll say just take one because I think the just bit is difficult, isn't it? It sounds easy to do and it can be really difficult to do. But again, I talk about this all the time, make it a really small, brave step. So speak up in a meeting, have something to say that you've already prepared. And maybe if that means you go and speak to a colleague and say, I really like to say something, but I often don't get heard. Could you cue me in if I give you this particular look? Then starting with something like that is going to really help you to share your opinion, or maybe it's just ask a question. Even that small moment of courage is going to build trust in yourself, and you're going to feel really good about it. When you feel really good and that you've done it, it's that progress thing again. You get that shot of dopamine that entrains to you doing it again. The second thing that you can do is rewrite your story. Now, this is where I do a lot of work with clients using neurosculpting as an approach to this. And if you connect with me, you can find out more about how that works. But catch yourself when you're saying, oh, I don't feel confident enough to do this. And start really small by reframing it. So I'm learning to back myself, or I'm learning how to be confident. And it's a small, but it's a subtle shift, and it changes how your brain processes the challenge. And the third thing that you can do is find the evidence and connect with the evidence. So make a list, say, of two or three times that you did something outside your comfort zone where you didn't feel confident, where it was quite difficult, but you did it anyway and you got through it, because your brain looks for the evidence to support a belief. So if you're constantly saying that I'm not confident, I'm not confident enough to do this, your brain's going to look for evidence of all the times that you didn't do something because you didn't feel confident, and it's going to back that up, and that neural pattern's going to get stronger. Whereas if you train your brain to look for the positive evidence, the evidence where you have done something in the past that was difficult for you, then your brain is going to get the reminder that you can do the hard things. So let's wrap this one up. Confidence for me isn't something that you're necessarily missing. It's something that maybe you need to reconnect with by remembering who you are, what you bring, and why your voice matters, especially if you work in spaces like I have and like my client has, where sometimes it's hard to be seen or to be heard. So please know this, your presence does matter. Your contribution matters. You are valuable, and it's safe to start taking up space. So if you want to chat a bit more about building real, lasting confidence, or you're in that place of a wobble and you want someone in your corner, I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me a message by email at joe@pacedevelopment.co.uk, or come and find me on LinkedIn and come and say hi and let's connect. So if this episode resonated, share it with someone who's learning to find their confidence. We're in this together. Your mojo matters, and so does your confidence. See you next time.